Now, a junction at Prague's Nabřeží Kapitána Jaroše is set to get an unusual new monument in May, with the installation of a work by the renowned artist Krzysztof Kintera. Comprising a bicycle attached to a street lamp, Bike to Heaven will serve as a memorial to riders who've been killed in the city, including cyclists' rights activist Jan Bochal, who was run over at that very spot in 2006. The monument is being funded by a public collection organized by the civic association Automat, whose project coordinator Teresa Vohryskova explained the genesis of the idea.
It came soon after Jan Bochal's death from a group of his friends and relatives, because there was the idea that his death should be commemorated somehow, and that also it should be a certain symbol of all the tragic deaths of cyclists in the city.
Why has it taken so long for it to come to fruition, this idea?
Well, the reason is that an important part of this whole process was the reconstruction of this crossroad, of this junction, which was very dangerous for pedestrians and for cyclists. And even at the time of Honza Bochal's life, he was one of the people who kept saying that this crossroad was dangerous and that it should be reconstructed. So it was very important that we first managed to convince or to push the politicians and the city hall to change, to reconstruct the crossroad. And this was a very lengthy and very complicated process.
Krzysztof Kintera's memorial takes the form of a real bicycle attached to a streetlight and pointing upwards, hence the title Bike to Heaven. Will that be replacing an existing streetlight, or will it be entirely new?
No, it will replace the existing streetlight. There is a streetlight now to which a small white bike, which is called a ghost bike, is attached. And this streetlight will be replaced by a new one, but it will still be a functional streetlight with the bike on it.
Jan Bochal died in 2006. Generally speaking, have things improved at all for cyclists in Prague since that time?
There are still a lot of problems, but the situation has changed radically in the sense that now cyclists are viewed a lot more or more easily as part of the traffic system in Prague, and that measures are taken for them to be able to move through Prague more safely, more comfortably. It has really changed, but it was quite a slow change, and there are still many problems, and it's still really difficult to convince the city to take a substantial part of the budget, the transportation budget, for measures for cyclists. So there are still a lot of things that could change, but like the visibility of cyclists in the city is growing, I think, every year. And also the measures that you see on the road are a lot more common than at the time of Honza's death.
Teresa Vohryskova of the civic group Automat. And as I was saying, that monument should be installed in May.